Mexico's government has broken up a ring of high-ranking officials who allegedly spied for the nation's most notorious drug cartels. Members of the Mexican Attorney General's office, the federal police, and the army are accused of protecting the smugglers for at least 6 years. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
25 people were arrested, ranging from top army officers to former federal police, all allegedly filling their pockets with drug money. Mexico's Attorney General, Rafael Macedo de la Concha, announced the bust at a hastily called news conference in Mexico City. In the areas of planning and operations, he said, unscrupulous individuals without loyalty have committed treason against the trust of the institutions and, of course, against the people. They have damaged efforts to combat narco-trafficking, he said. During the sting, authorities seized $2.3 million in cash, alleged payoff money from at least four of Mexico's most wanted drug lords, men who move billions of dollars of cocaine, pot, and speed into the U.S. The house cleaning represents a first for President Vicente Fox and for Mexico. The Attorney General's office worked closely with Army and federal police investigators. Fox promised to attack his nation's deeply rooted corruption in his inaugural address 2 years ago.
Los grandes corruptos del pasado, del presente y del futuro.
The most corrupt of the past, present, and future, he said, will be held to account. There will be no forgetting, no clean slates. In reality, Fox has moved cautiously against corruption, performing a balancing act between all-out war and not alienating the former Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, which ran Mexico for 71 straight years. Denise Dresser is a senior fellow at the Pacific Council on International Policy in Los Angeles. She says Fox has taken a gamble in taking down this insider ring from the old regime.
It shows people the fragility of institutions in Mexico and the degree to which corruption had permeated all of them. At the same time, it's a victory for Fox in terms of symbolic politics. It puts him in a position whereby he is a sort of David fighting against Goliath.
The bust of the army officers is significant, but nothing new, says Luis Astorga, a researcher at Mexico's National Autonomous University. In 1997, Mexico's new drug czar, General Jesus Gutierrez Rebollo, was arrested for working with the drug cartels, not against them. Astorga says Mexico's secretive, independent military should never have been pulled in to fight the drug war.
No sabemos exactamente qué pasa ahí, porque no hay transparencia.
We don't know exactly what happens inside, he says, because there's no transparency. This is part of a small opening, but I think the army is acting tactically, he said, trying to head off what could lie in its future. That is, greater political pressure to get clean. A week ago, army investigators staged a surprise raid on a battalion of soldiers, finding drugs and cash in their barracks. Some 40 men have been arrested. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.